Listening Part 1. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear a news report about a road closure.
The city centre is seeing its fifth day of gridlock traffic thanks to the closure of the south side of the Inner Ring Road. The road is closed to allow repairs to the tarmac to take place. However, residents only learned about this closure through social media posts of photos, as the cones were put in place to block off entrance and exit points to the road. The council had said that the roadworks were due to take place towards the beginning of last month and duly notified to city residents, but due to issues with materials, this had to be delayed. No further updates were issued, however. Local residents, hauliers and taxi drivers are only some of the groups to have severely criticised what they consider to be the council's ineptitude, inundating their offices with calls of complaint. In a statement to us this afternoon, the council, while explaining the necessity of the works, remains defiant in the face of the complaints of citizens. A response which will almost certainly leave citizens wanting further answers.
Extract 2. You hear two people discussing the recent bad weather conditions.
Did you see the news last night? They had scenes from all over the US. It appears that the cold snap has really hit them hard.
It's incredible, really, how the infrastructure there just isn't prepared for extreme weather, especially as blistering cold weather isn't really anything new for them.
Well, actually, I read that apparently these acute cold weather events are getting fewer and further between, so maybe that's why it's caused so much havoc. I mean, why plan for the unexpected? It's really the animals I feel sorry for rather than us humans.
Really? I hadn't even considered that. I suppose they must really be feeling it.
No doubt. Most animals are accustomed to being in the elements, which is the last place to be at the moment. So a lot of them are in a bad way, even those that are built to deal with the cold. I think most animals tend to retreat as winter approaches, but they simply aren't equipped for what can come out of the blue. Poor things. Lots of volunteers have been out there lending a hand, but needless to say, they can't get to them all.
Extract 3. You hear an interview with a government minister talking about a new housing scheme.
So, today you're announcing a new housing scheme. Tell us about it and why you think this is adequate to address the real long-term housing problems we're facing in this country.
We think this scheme is an ideal way to deal with the issues we have with housing at the moment. Basically, our towns have been laid to waste in recent decades following the influx of people to the core cities. And we want to regenerate these areas. Anyone with empty housing in these places can apply for a grant to restore their property, improve its energy efficiency, and basically give it a new lease of life. Making these places more attractive would eliminate the need to keep building on our green spaces. And now, in the days of remote working, towns, not just cities, are a much more viable offering.
But why not tackle the real problem head-on by investing in our cities and the lack of affordable and decent accommodation?
We mustn't be too city-centric in our thinking. Policies also exist for our cities. They have been fruitful, especially recently.
And do you really think that people will flock from cities into these, might I call them, deserted towns? Being a pioneer in a place with limited services, hoping for better days, doesn't sound ideal to me.